Time for your morning headlines here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton along with senior writer John Osher with the stories that we're covering today and the rest of the week in advance of the Jaguars matchup Sunday against the Dolphins. And let's start with moving past Paz. They've got no other choice. He's on injured reserve.
Well, and talk about a costly victory. You lose a guy like Paz, and I don't think there's any way to really replace him in the lineup. You're not going to be as strong there with JT Thomas moving over, but it's time for JT Thomas to step up. He's been playing well at the auto, and, you know, at some point, you have to make up for losses like that. Awful tough for a guy who really was the leader in every capacity on defense.
When Sen'Darik Marks, very strong personality in his own right, says that's our leader, it speaks volumes as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you trust him back there. Everything about him says leader, organization, knowing what's going on. It's a tough loss.
In the locker room today, no doubt we'll hear stack him up a couple of times. They talk about stacking up good plays, stacking up victories. Jags would like to do that because this is their last home game until November the 30th.
Yeah, and that London game does leave a gap in the schedule for the fans to see this team. Such an energy at Everbank on Sunday. It was neat to see. It was neat to hear. Jaguars players were very fired up about that. They would certainly like to get another one. Get two in a row before you head off.
And finally, Miami has some momentum right now. I mean, they've won two of their last three, and even the loss, they played really well against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. Yep. You know, they're coming off a big road victory in Chicago and a quarterback in Ryan Tannehill that early in the year was thought to be, you know, on the verge of being benched. He's playing well.
Well, and they're one of a lot of teams that are right in the middle of the pack, and you're sort of waiting to see if the quarterback can go from okay to a guy who can get you into the playoffs. It looks the last couple of weeks like he's doing that. This is certainly a game the Dolphins think they're in it. The Dolphins think they have playoff opportunities. And teams like that certainly see the Jaguars right now as a team they have to beat. So they'll come in ready.
All right. Those are the stories we're covering today and the rest of the week. Stay tuned and have a great day.